Asia after many years, and you're looking good, you're looking healthy. Thank you so much, Brother Steve from Tulsa and your family. It's good to see you again, buddy. Thank you so much for giving us a visit. My brother Fonteberry, thank you. It's good to see you all the way from West Texas. And anybody who has come, has not been with us for all that time, I really honor you even for coming. This is a very special day, even as Pastor Steve was telling us, the end of the year. We reflect back on the things that we have gone through. I don't know about you, but you know, during these past few days, I've been reflecting on what happened to my life and to my family throughout 2013. And I all concluded, and I said one time, I went somewhere and I was saying, and I looked up unto the heaven, I said, God, all the things that I've gone through, why not for you crisscrossing me through the valleys and the mountains of 2013, I would never be here. Praise be to God. It has taken the hand of the Lord to preserve us. That is why we are still here. You went through mountains, you went through challenges, but thank God you still are breathing the fresh air that God has given you. Amen? In spite of the challenges, in spite of the impediments of the enemy, in spite of the onslaughts from the kingdom of the enemy, if the devil would be asked today, you would never be here. If the devil would be asked today, you'd never be serving God. Probably you'd be in a club somewhere. You'd be somewhere maybe committing or serving the devil. But God is so good that he has been able to preserve each and every one of us. Amen? And I'm thankful to God in spite of the challenges, in spite of the things that I went through, in spite of the difficult situations whereby I was between a hard place and a rock, and I didn't know when I looked on the left and I looked on the right, there was no help. But when I looked up, God came through for me. Hallelujah. And I know, like most of you, you have a testimony. You maybe God did some things that was extraordinary, that you've been trusting him for a long time. And I, for one, had this case that for many since 2010. You know, somebody, I was just driving along the road and somebody, a lady who was driving her Mercedes, a very beautiful Mercedes, came and hit me. You know, she came out of our lane and came and hit me, and her car was really badly damaged, and I think I shared with some of you what happened. And then I cut a long story short, you know, her insurers, you know, are so wrathsome towards me. They put it up, they say that, you know, I was the one that was on the wrong. And you know, they did so many things, including writing a letter to the Texas State Department to suspend my license. You know, just because they wanted me to pay so many thousands, you know, towards the damage of our car. And I said, I was not responsible. She is the one who came from her lane and came and found me. But anyway, cut a long story short, they fought and actually they sued me. And I said, I never committed the offense. If I committed the offense, then I would own it up to it. And I would pay, you know, I'd maybe pick up on a payment program so that I could pay for the damages. And I went on ahead and, you know, by the way, for those of you who don't know about, they call it paralegal services, it is good. It's a very good service, you know, whereby you pay, you know, just a small amount every month and, you know, you have access to lawyers in case you have any problem. It is called Legal Shield. If you would need something like that, it's very, very important to have it, because every time you have a ticket, you call them and they are able to fight for you. So anyway, I called them and I hired a lawyer and they went, and there was this one thing that they found out. They found out that these people tried to, when they sued me, it was way back in 2010, but they sued me late in 2012. And so this lawyer told me, well, you have no case, because I'm going to go to the judge and tell them that they were late by a few days. Somebody say a few days to sue you. You know, when you commit an offense in Texas against somebody, they have up to a certain number of days or months where they can sue you. And so they went and my case was dismissed. I received a letter the other day and these people just said, you know, you don't owe us anything. You're free to go. You're a free man. And let me tell you, I am so delighted to the Lord, because I prayed and trusted God that I would never pay up all these thousands that these insurers were claiming. And so 2013, that goes on my record as one of the victories that the Lord gave me. Amen. I know, like you, maybe you have somewhere that you put records of the things that the Lord has done for you. It is good to keep those things, to remind yourself. Keep records of the things that the Lord do for you every now and often, because they will serve as a hallmark. You will need them. because the battle is still continues. That's not the end of the battle. You know, there are still some other victories that I still need. But when I meet another a hurdle that I need to fight, I'll be able to refer to what the Lord did for me. And I'll say, if you did it for me there, what is this mountain? Praise the Lord. Keep that as a hallmark, what the Lord did for you. Because if the devil plans to send an assault to one of your kids or to any one of your family, you can always go back to the Lord and say, God, you are able to deliver me, because I know in my knower that you are the one who delivered me out of this situation. What is this mountain? The God who delivered me out of that situation, he is also capable and he is well able to deliver me out of this situation. Am I speaking to somebody? Amen. So keep those hallmarks. When the Lord does something to either your child or to your family or to somebody that you know, keep it as a record, because you will need it at some point. Trust me, you will need it. Praise be to God. I am so delightful to the Lord for what he has done. When we were praying, I just felt something that I needed to say. You know, I felt a great urgency for me to send out a great concern that has gripped. As I prayed these last few days and I've been seeking the face of the Lord, there is something that the Lord has really, really pounded on my spirit. That we who have experienced greatness and we've gone through great length in serving the Lord. Some of us came from places whereby we went and spent days on end, you know, in caves seeking the face of the Lord. And God, the truth, his Holy Spirit was pounding on me that I need some remnants up here to rise up, and so that they can be kingdom influencers. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn somebody, ask them, are you a kingdom influencer? Listen, church, I'm really, really concerned about what is happening, because, you know, nowadays anything that goes, you know, the world has the church kind of has gone to sleep, and somehow I feel like we have let loose so many things to just keep out of the bag, you know, unawares. And so some things that have been said, you know, every time I tune on to hear news, I hear that a certain state has allowed, you know, gays and lesbians to be performed. You know, they have allowed and passed a law for homosexuality to be adopted in that state. And every time I hear that, it yields my spirit. Do you remember those days when you'd ever, if you heard, you know, that, you know, there was somebody was a homosexual, or there was LGBT movement? Can you imagine our government, through the current government, they abolished and they could not support what we call DOMA, you know, the body that supports the marriage between a husband and a wife, and that they have freely given access to support LGBT movements. Let me tell you, church, I've had an experience with the Lord whereby I know that if I can stand my ground, some of these things, if we can join hands, some of the things that we hear today, let's pray that to the Lord that we are not going to, our hearts will not be callous, will not be hardened by the reports that we hear, so that it will be the new normal. I refuse for these things. Let me tell you guys, I'm prepared to go to jail for speaking out about LGBT. And if I find somebody's doing it, I will speak it out openly, because I have an experience with the Lord. Are you listening to me? I am calling out right now throughout the face of the church for people who are remnants, people who have had an experience with the Lord in the short past that has gone away. People who have had experiences in prayer. People who have witnessed God doing miracles. People who, you know, I lived a little bit in the guerrilla movement whereby people would not take a no for an answer. People would pray until, you know, a miracle would happen. Brother Ambrose, you remember those days, man? Julius, you remember those days? When there was no... You remember that, Pastor Karanja, whereby there was an army of soldiers. I mean, the army of the Lord would mount together. They would team up together and they would pray for situation and things would happen. Where are the influencers of the younger generation? And as I was praying and seeking God, I felt such a burden being put on my heart that God, I'm ready, Father God, even to intercede for those who have experienced your goodness and mercy, so that we can influence the young generation. Who are men who are going to be like me? Who are men who are going to be like Paul? Where are the young people that we are going to really pass on the baton so that they will stand when our days are just shying away and we are almost feeble and we cannot do anything, that we shall have some men who shall hold up the Bible and speak about righteousness and speak against sin and speak about the things of the Lord and speak about drawing people to the presence of the Lord. Are you listening to me? We have to reclaim our positions. Somebody say, reclaim your position. This deal that we are doing here, this used to be the normal in the church of old. You know, we used to go to inside a church, and listen, this is a challenge to me. If you don't take the challenge, I'm taking it, the challenge. We used to get into the doors of the church and everybody would be maybe kneeling down and they're calling and seeking the face of the Lord. You remember those days, Baba Mombi? And you know, the preacher would you would just come in, it was a full gospel. Everybody just take yourself before the presence of the Lord. And you to be, let me tell you, people would pray for an hour. People would pray for 2 hours. People would seek the Lord. And let me tell you, whatever happened in those meetings, there will be miracles. There'll be extraordinary movements. You'd hear people would just go to places. And in one place, I heard that people would just through a church that would pray up in the morning. There was morning glories, and they would just pass through the church. And when they passed through the church when they were sick, they would be healed. Praise the Lord. Those days can also be with us. But you know what? Those days are not going to be with us if we do not realize where we are standing right now. When the devil thinks that he is taking over the government, the positions in government, and he's taking over the states, and he's taking over the affairs of everything. Sooner or later, let me tell you, church, if we are not very careful, we will be vetted. You'll find some government officials coming into our churches vetting what we are speaking on the pulpit. It is already happening in Canada. For your information, if you didn't know. No, the preachers have to be very careful who they hire and what they speak on the pulpit. If they speak against the LGBT movement or any homosexuality, they can go to jail. But God forbid that it happens in our day. If we can team up together and pray and intercede and be in the presence of God. Let me tell you, church, I am hungry right now. I am hungry to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh God, I'm hungry. I want to be in the presence because the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto us. It is good to have a good job. It is good to have money in the bank. It is good even to live in the best house. It is good to have plenty in America. And it is good to have all these things that we have. But even as we enjoy these things, listen, church, I have a plea. And this is a very passionate plea that I'm putting across to you, sons and daughters of the kingdom. Do not forget your God. Do not forget what he did for you. Do not forget the experiences that he used to do in those days. That God, the Bible says that Jesus is the same today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same God who used to do those things, he is still doing it today. Hallelujah. He is the one who healed our sister. Praise be to God. He is the one who leads accidents away from you. He's the one who protects you. He's the one who gives you health every single day, my God. He's the one who provides for you. He gives you a sound mind so that you're able to make a right judgment concerning the things that pertain you and your family. He has never left you. He has consistently been able to do above and beyond, even beyond your imagination. Are you listening to me, church? And I'm calling, this is a passionate plea that I'm calling upon you guys, those who have had an experience with the Lord. I know that we're in a diverse congregation whereby some people, to what we do here, to some people, they don't even know. They don't even have a clue of what we are doing. And that is still fine. But we are not going to leave them behind. But God has called us to seek his face. Are you listening to me? God has called us to seek his face. Let me tell you. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 33, is it 333 or 33:3, that seek me and I will show you. I will show you things that you have never seen with your eyes. That means there are things that you need to know, or there are things that you need to, that need to be in your position that can never be reached, that you can never get to unless we seek God. And he says, seek me while I might be found. Seek me and I will show you things that your eyes have never heard. Your ears have never even seen. Your mind has never even fathomed. Are you listening to me, church? Last Sunday there was this girl, this sister who came to preach to us, and she spoke about winning as an individual and winning as a team. And she drew to us a very clear picture where she was a relay runner, And I know, Sister Annie, you know, Hannah, you know that, you, I know you're a runner. You know, if you don't keep much effort, if you're a part of the relay team, that's what she was telling us, just trying to remind you what she was telling us. If you're part of a relay team, you need to be good so that the whole team can be good. Amen? But if one among the members, you know, feel like, oh, you know what, I'm going to let down this team. Let me tell you, if they say they are going to let that down, that team, surely they are going to let that down team and it's not going to win. But if that team, if every person within that team says, I am going to work, give my best. I am going to give my best to make sure that my team wins. It might be in a little, it might be in a, just in a little way, but I'm going to contribute towards the eventual winning of that team. Let me tell you, that team will be undefeated. And there's one thing that the enemy fights most. He fights against unity. When we are united together, when we have a clear focus on where we want to go, the enemy will fight it. Are you listening to me, church? So we shall stand firm and trust God for the things that he has for us in 2014. I am fired up in my spirit. I don't want to be a regular guy. I don't want to be a regular pastor. I don't want to be a regular husband. I don't want to be a regular daddy. Whatever it's going to take, I want to push the envelope. Because I know that when you push the envelope, you can get something. Praise the Lord. You know what? Everything that we need. Church, listen to me. Actually, you know what? We're just going to conclude this service. Everything that we need is in the presence of the Lord. Nudge somebody, tell them, everything that you ever need is in the presence of the Lord. Pastor Julius, everything that you ever need for your family is in the presence of the Lord. Everything that you ever need, Ron, is in the presence of the Lord. Everything that you need, Julius, for your family is in the presence. Patricia, even in Michigan, everything that you ever need is in the presence of the Lord. God has been so great. He has been enthralling and plowing on my heart that, you know what, that even as I come to cry unto God, I need his presence. I need his presence. The little foxes and the little assaults that are thrown out by the devil, they all mingle up and melt away when I dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. I need his presence. We need his presence. In 2014, we may not have done it better. We may have wanted even to achieve more. We may have even been frustrated. That is okay. Let it be. You know what? Let that be in your rear view mirror. What is ahead is what is important. Because when we dwell, we shall be entrapped when we dwell in our past. It could be maybe a relationship that never worked in 2013. You know what? Let bygones be bygones. Forget about it. People talked ill about you. Forget. Forgive them and move forward. Amen? Things didn't work. Maybe you tried to go to college. Okay, it didn't work. There you have a fresh start in 2014. Are you listening to me, church? Is it, were you so much bound by that and you are incapacitated and you tried everything that you need? We are in a new dawn. This is 2014. Bye-bye 2013 and your heartaches and everything that was sent out to me. I am facing this year with confidence and I am going to dwell in the presence of the Lord. I am going to do things that I never did in 2013. But one thing, I am determined that I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. I am going to seek his presence. I am going to seek him with all my heart. Does not the Bible says that when you seek him with all your heart, that when we seek him with all our heart, with all our might, with all, we shall find him. Church, listen to me. Do you know God doesn't need to learn anything new about you? God does not need to learn anything new about me. He has my blueprint on his hands. Brother Ambu, God has the blueprint of your little joy there in his hands, man. So what? Where else do we need to go? I just need to be in his presence so that he can unveil the plan that he has for my life. Amen? His presence, his presence, his presence. Nudge somebody, tell them his presence, his presence. In 2013, in his presence. If you don't find an opportunity to come to church, brothers and sisters, and I'm really challenging those that have been there before. Let me tell you. when you're in his presence, we can dwell so much in his presence. And I thank God, you know, who said it here? Somebody said it here. It's Sister Wanja. She said, you know what? Sometimes you don't even have to pray people to come into the church. You know what? Do you know what a magnet does? If a magnet passes through a line of metals, what does that magnet do? Yeah? You know, we have the trucks that normally work in the yard or now warehouses. You know what they do? They don't even hire special equipment to come and collect nails that fall on the tarmac, you know, within the warehouse. All they do is just put a big magnet under the hood of that, you know, they call it the yard dog, you know, that pulls trailers from the doors and whatever they do. Let me tell you, if you happen to witness that gigantic metal magnet, it has nails, it has every kind of metallic debris that was left up by there. Are you listening to me? Now, this is exactly what would happen. When we seek God, when we dwell in his presence, when we are hungry for him, when we are thirsty for him, we can tell God, I need your hunger. God, I need your thirst. God, I need you to help me. You may start maybe by 5 minutes. That's good enough. Actually, start by 1 minute in the morning, maybe before you go to work. If you've never, ever, even maybe knelt down before your bed, try this beginning tomorrow. Kneel down. Spend about 2 minutes. God, I commit this day before you, Lord. I declare and decree and command this morning that it shall bring good tidings to my life, and I will not experience anything that has been sent by the devil. I put it aside, Lord, and I clear the way for my life. God, I call for divine control. 5 minutes only. Tomorrow, you will experience what you experienced yesterday. You will go about 10 minutes. God, I pray for my family. God, I pray for Pastor Francis. I pray for the Juliuses. I pray for this brother. I pray for that brother. And you know, sooner or later, you'll be going and people will be wondering what is happening. You'll be like a magnet. People will be seeking your presence. Oh, Pastor, I need this guy. I need to talk. There's this thing that is happening. I need to talk to Sister Pierre. I need to talk to Sister Child. I need to call her because you'll be like a magnet. The presence of God puts a magnet in your life. Amen? This is not an entertainment center, thank God. But it is an empowerment center. When we come into this house and we call upon the name of the Lord, he hears from heaven. Are you listening to me, church? In 2014, we choose to seek his face. Amen. Stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Grab the hand of the person standing next to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.